Just ask you to pray for us for just a minute. Don't know all together what we might do. We're going to read you a little scripture, very familiar scripture. It's not another reading. You just bear with us. We're going to read some out of the 1 Kings, 18th chapter, I believe it is. Chapter, book of 1 Kings. We'll say it's very, very familiar scripture. We know tonight, but this is, seems to be the closest thing we've got. We're going to start with the first verse. I'm probably going to skip down through the chapter here, but I'm going to start with the first verse. And it came to pass after many days that the word of the Lord came to Elijah in the third year, saying, Go, shew thyself unto Ahab, and I will send rain upon the earth. And Elijah went to shew himself unto Ahab, and there was a sore famine in Samaria. And Ahab called Obadiah, which was the governor of his house. Now Obadiah feared the Lord greatly. For it was so when Jezebel cut off the prophets of the Lord, that Obadiah took 100 prophets and hid them by 50 in a cave and fed them with bread and water. And Ahab said unto Obadiah, Go into the land unto all fountains of water and unto all brooks, peradventure we may find grass to save the horses and mules alive, that we lose not all the beasts. So they divided the land between them to pass throughout. Ahab went one way by himself, and Obadiah went another way by himself. And as Obadiah was in the way, behold, Elijah met him, and he knew him, and fell on his face and said, Art thou that my Lord Elijah? And he answered him, I am. Go, tell thy Lord, behold, Elijah is here. And he said, What have I sinned that thou wouldest deliver thy servant into the hand of Ahab to slay me? As the Lord thy God liveth, there is no nation or kingdom whither my Lord hath not sent to seek thee. And when they said, He is not there, he took an oath of the kingdom and nation that they found thee not. And now thou sayest, Go tell thy Lord, behold, Elijah is here. And it shall come to pass, as soon as I am gone from thee, that the Spirit of the Lord shall carry thee whither I know not. And so when I come to tell Ahab, and he cannot find thee, he shall slay me, but I, thy servant, fear the Lord from my youth. Was it not told, my Lord, what I did when Jezebel slew the prophets of the Lord, how I hid 100 men of the Lord's prophets by 50 in a cave, and fed them with bread and water? And now thou sayest, Go tell thy Lord, behold, Elijah is here, and he shall slay me. And Elijah said, As the Lord of hosts liveth, before whom I stand, I will surely shew myself unto him today. So Obadiah went to meet Ahab and told him, and Ahab went to meet Elijah. And it came to pass, when Ahab saw Elijah, that Ahab said unto him, Art thou he that troubleth Israel? And he answered, I have not troubled Israel, but thou and thy father's house, in that ye have forsaken the commandments of the Lord, and thou hast followed Balaam. Now therefore send and gather to me all Israel unto Mount Carmel, and the prophets of Baal 450, and the prophets of the groves 400, which eat at Jezebel's table. So Ahab sent unto all the children of Israel, and gathered the prophets together unto Mount Carmel. And Elijah came unto all the people and said, How long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be Lord, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. Then said Elijah unto the people, I only remain a prophet of the Lord. But Baal's prophet are 450 men. Let them therefore give us two bullocks. Let them choose one bullock for themselves and cut it in pieces and lay it on wood and put no fire under. And I will dress the other bullock and lay it on wood and put no fire under. And call ye on the name of your gods, and I will call on the name of the Lord. And the God that answereth by fire, let him be God. And all the people answered and said, It is well spoken. And Elijah said unto the prophets of Baal, Choose you one bullock for yourselves, and dress it first, for ye are many, and call on the name of your gods, and put no fire under. And they took the bullock which was given them, and they dressed it, and they called on the name of Baal from morning even until noon, saying, O Baal, hear us. But there was no voice, nor any that answered. And they leaped upon the altar which was made. And it came to pass at noon that Elijah mocked them and said, Cry aloud, for he is a god. Either he is talking, or he is pursuing, or he is in a journey, or peradventure he sleepeth and must be awake. They cried aloud and cut themselves after their manner with knives and lancets, till the blood gushed out upon them. And it came to pass when midday was past, and they prophesied until the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, that there was neither voice nor any to answer, nor any that regarded. And Elijah said unto all the people, Come near unto me. And all the people came near unto him, and he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. And Elijah took 12 stones according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, unto whom the word of the Lord came, saying, Israel shall be thy name. And with the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord, and he made a trench about the altar as great as would contain two measures of seed. And he put the wood in order and cut the bullock in pieces and laid him on the wood and said, Fill four barrels with water and pour it on the burnt sacrifice and on the wood. And he said, Do it the second time, and they did it the second time. And he said, Do it the third time, and they did it the third time. and the water ran round about the altar, and he filled the trench also with water. It came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Lord God, and that thou hast turned their heart back again. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed and burnt and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust, and licked up the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces. And they said, the Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is God. And Elijah said unto them, take the prophets of Baal, let not one of them escape. And they took them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook Kishon, and slew them there. And Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up and eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. So Ahab went up to eat and to drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees, and said to his servants, go up now, look toward the sea. And he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. And he said, go again 7 times. And it came to pass at the 7th time that he said, behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea, like a man's hand. And he said, go up and say unto Ahab, prepare thy chariot and get thee down, for that the rain stop thee not. And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain. And Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. And the hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he girded up his loins and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. Now, I didn't think I was going to read all of that, but nonetheless, I did, and it's a wonderful chapter. Most certainly is. There's a lot in this chapter, and a lot that could probably be said out of all this, but we'll try our best to get ourselves out of the way. Just try to deliver that we feel the Lord's laid on our hearts. This is some good scripture. It's some well-known scripture, and scripture that's probably been preached on no telling how many times as far as being preached on. And there's not anything in this word, the word of the Lord, that's new. It's been around a long time. It most certainly has. And I don't say that I've got anything new tonight, but I've got a little bit of something, and we're going to leave it with you. That's about all I can do tonight with that of this scripture. I want to talk about the Lord help us just a minute, my friend. There was a reason that they went to Mount Carmel. There was a reason. They most certainly was. And the scripture says here, and it's evident in the days of Elijah, that they were serving that of Balaam. And that's what the scripture said. They had served that of Balaam. And they had 850 prophets between Jezebel's that sat at Jezebel's table and the prophets of the groves. And brethren, they had 850 of them. And they had one Elijah. And Elijah felt like, you can go over and read into other chapters, and you'll find that Elijah felt like he was alone. He most certainly did. And brethren, it had not rained for 3 years and 6 months. And brethren, and a famine was in the land. I want you to get the setting just a little bit, my friend. There was a reason today that brethren, they came to this famine and they went to the mountain and brethren, and they was going to find out who the Lord was. And my friend, they most certainly was. The Bible says, and I think this is very, very interesting. These folks around today that thinks that in every household round about that they probably ain't nobody that knows the Lord. My friend, you'd think, my friend, out of Ahab's house and that of Jezebel that they wasn't nobody serving the Lord. My friend, the Bible said that the governor of the house, my friend, Obadiah, feared the Lord greatly. He most certainly did. Glory, hallelujah. My friend, I don't know what you think. My friend, sometimes, but I think sometimes, had it not been for the God-fearing people, the wicked would have been cut off. My friend, yes, sir. My friend, Obadiah feared God so much that when Jezebel sent out the decree to get rid of the prophets, he hid them. My friend, yes, sir, not only that, he fed and watered them. My friend, in a famine. My friend, get it? My friend, in a famine, was they not going out looking for water? My friend, yes, sir. Yes, they was. Yes, they was. I tell you, it'd be hard. My friend, you'd be hard-pressed. My friend, to make me believe anything different. My friend, than the Lord tonight. My friend, yes, sir. But I'm just going to be honest with you. We're living in a time, my friend, just about like this. My friend, just about like it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. People believe anything. My friend, they've got gods everywhere. My friend, yet or no gods. My friend, yes, yet or no gods. You say, preacher, you're going to get in trouble. My friend, brother, I'm just going to say this. My friend, Elijah had a God he believed in. Yes, sir. My friend, what's to stop me and you? My friend, from having a God we believe in. My friend, the same God. Yes, sir, that Elijah had. Brethren, I want you to realize tonight. My friend, this world can't rob you. My friend, brethren, of your righteous being between you and God. My friend, they can't do it. I don't care what they come up with. My friend, preacher, they don't like us Christians. My friend, the truth of it is, my friend, they don't like the Word. My friend, and they don't like the truth of the Word. My friend, and if they did, they wouldn't be halted between two opinions. No, sir. My friend, if so be that it was necessary, my friend, God can still answer by fire. Did you know that? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, Elijah. Elijah didn't have no problem calling on God, did he? My friend, no problem. My friend, brother, he smote. He bowed his head. My friend, yes, sir. He's got him between his knees. Glory, hallelujah. My friend, and cried out to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. My, yes, sir. not offended. I'm going to tell you something. I believe he looked for something. Yes, he did. He looked for something. I'm not offended, brother. A lot of people in this world can't serve God. You know that. Brethren, they just can't serve God. You say, preacher, why can't you? I'll tell you why. Have my friend, go back into the days when Joshua, have my friend, brought the children of Israel out. Have my friend, across Jordan, over into Canaan's land. Have my friend, they served every God over there. They most certainly did. Have my friend, Joshua gathered them around. And he said, choose you this day whom you'll serve. But for me and my house, glory, he said, we'll serve the Lord. And my friend, brethren, he had no problem with that. And now, yes, sir, there's a problem with some people serving the Lord. And they most certainly are. And brethren, this was the children of Israel that he is talking about. And my friend, and he went on just a few verses there. And my friend, and the people got a little worried. And my friend, and they said, we'll serve the Lord. And my friend, we'll serve the Lord. And my friend, you know what Joshua told them? He said, you can't serve him. And my, yes, sir, he said, you cannot serve him. And my friend, for my God is a jealous God. And my friend, therefore, you cannot serve him. And my friend, and serve all these other gods. And my friend, that might not be politically correct this day. And my friend and I, but I'll be quite plain with you. And my friend, I'm still going to serve the Lord. And my friend, and I'll just be honest with you. The rest of this godly world, so-called, and my friend, are serving false gods. And my friend, you say, preacher, you ought not be that plain. And my friend, brethren, I want you to realize they ain't but one God. And my friend, no, sir, they ain't never been but one God. And my friend, they's been God's many, and they's been Lord's many. Yes, they have. But they ain't been but one big G. Glory, hallelujah. And my friend, yes, sir. And my friend, and that's all they are today. And my friend, we ain't manufactured another one. And my friend, we ain't carved out a different way. And my friend, brother, this way been going on for years. And my friend, in years. You say, preacher, do you think that other people really believe in other gods? And my friend, I sure do. And my friend, do you not think that these 400, my friend, prophets, do you not think that they believed in Baal? And my friend, that's what this scripture's talking about. And my friend, brethren, they believed in their God so much. And my friend, they cried loud and loud and louder. They been to cut themselves. They jumped up and down. Done everything they could. And my friend, and got no answer. And my friend, I believe it'd work that way today. Yes, I do. I don't believe they get an answer. Yes, I know. My friend, it probably ain't too popular. My friend, I want you to know there's a nation. My friend, brethren, that was in trouble here. Yes, sir, in the 18th chapter. In the days of Elijah. And they was a nation in trouble. My friend, and it wasn't a foreign nation.
nigh, friend, that was in trouble. It was God's people. Help nigh, friend, that was in trouble. They had been halted. They didn't know who they was a serving. Help nigh, friend, to be halted between two opinions. I mean that you really don't know which way to go. Help nigh, friend, you're at a standstill. Help nigh, friend, serve God when it's, help nigh, friend, convenient for you, and serve another God when it's convenient for you. Help nigh, friend, brethren, you're in a halted state. Help nigh, friend, I venture to say you get anything from either one of them. Glory, hallelujah. Help nigh, friend, I know you won't from the false one. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Joshua wasn't trying to be smart. Help nigh, friend, in his day. I'm saying that you can't serve God. Help nigh, friend, brethren, I believe he meant it from the depths of his heart. The children of Israel serving other gods. Help nigh, friend, he said, you can't serve God. My friend, and serve these other gods. Brethren, it ain't changed, folks. Help nigh, friend, I know I'm in the Old Testament. Help nigh, friend, we'll get in the new. Help nigh, friend, brother, the same Lord. Help nigh, yes, sir. Help nigh, yes, sir. Help nigh, friend, brethren, and they were serving other gods then. Did you not know it? Help nigh, friend, yes, sir. Brethren, why is it so important that we get anchored? Help nigh, friend, they sang that song, The Anchor Holds. Help nigh, friend, brethren, it only holds if it's got a good hold in a good foundation. Help nigh, yes, sir. Help nigh, friend, brethren, they a lot of people's anchors. Help nigh, friend, just floats around with them. Help nigh, friend, I know what an anchor will do, don't you? Help nigh, friend, them old big ships, my friend, they ain't got little old anchors. Help nigh, they got big anchors. Yes, sir, I'm talking about huge. Help nigh, friend, anchors. Brethren, when they put them out, Crafton, they mean for them to lay hold of something. Help nigh, friend, to where that ship, my friend, won't move back and forward and back and forward. My friend, they want it stable. My friend, brethren, if people could get a stable position in their life tonight, my friend, they'd be amazed what God will do. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, brethren, you need to get founded on the rock. My friend, the book says, and not on the sand. My friend, brethren, that sand will move under your feet. Did you know that? Now, yes, it will. It's got no foundation to it. No, sir. No, sir. My friend, Elijah didn't have to go. My friend, can I say this? My friend, Elijah prayed that it might not rain. My friend, yes, sir, he is the one that prayed. My friend, that it might not rain these years. My friend, go back and read it over. My friend, you know what the Lord told him? He said, you go up yonder to the brook Cherith, I believe it is. My friend, he said, there, he said, I've commanded the ravens. My friend said, they gonna bring you flesh and bread in the morning. My friend, and flesh and bread in the evening. He said, and you can drink water from that brook. Glory, hallelujah. My friend, brethren, it was gonna get dry. Did you know that? My friend, it was going to get dry. My friend, why, preacher? Because Elijah prayed that it might not rain these years. My friend, and during the course of them years, my friend, you read your book and see how far away Israel got from God. My friend, yes, sir. How many kings they had that was evil kings? Yeah. Yes, sir. Doing this 3.5 year span. My friend, brethren, they followed other gods. Yes, sir. Don't tell me that God don't recognize the state of a nation. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I appreciate where I live. And I appreciate to be an American. Yes, sir. And I'm proud of it. My friend, yes, I am. But I'm going to tell you something. My friend, as a whole, my friend, we got a majority. My friend, following after Baal. My friend, yes, they are. Brethren, they're following the wrong thing. My friend, and they still calling them Christians. My friend, that's doing it. Listen to me. You say, preacher, you going to dig you a big hole. My friend, I'm going to preach you what I got. My friend, and there ain't nothing I can do about it, just to be honest with you. My friend, I'm just going to be as plain as I know how to be. My friend, Israel was still called Israel. My friend, God's people. My friend, yes, sir. The people of God. My, yes, sir. My friend, you say, preacher, they is following Baal. That's what this book says. My friend, they is following the wrong thing. My friend, they got off course. My, yes, they did. Yes, sir. My friend, did you know the God that answered by fire? My friend, it must have got their attention. It must have got their attention. My friend, they said, what? We'll serve the Lord. We'll follow the Lord. My friend, brethren, he's the only one that answered by fire. My, yes, he was. Yes, he was. My friend, brethren, now it was time. It was time in the first part of this chapter. My friend, it was time. He said, go tell Ahab that you hear the sound of abundance of rain. Yes, sir. My friend, brethren, I'll tell you, Elijah just didn't bring the fire that day. My friend, he brought the rain, go with it. Yes, he did. My friend, yes, sir. Go read it in the book of James. My friend, you say, preacher, you talking about a man of God. My friend, James said Elijah was a man in like passion, such as we are. My friend, what does that put us? My friend, where does that put us? It puts us in the same boat. My friend, with Elijah. My friend, yes, sir, and he prayed that it might not rain. And it did not rain for the space of 3 years and 6 months. My friend, and then he prayed that it might rain, and then it began to rain. Did it not? My friend, brethren, do you? You say, preacher, I ain't got that much power. My friend, brethren, aren't you a child of God? My friend, does not God love you? My friend, does not he use you just like he would Elijah? Yes, he will. My friend, yes, he will. Brethren, forget about how many false gods they are out here. My friend, and just serve the one that you know. My friend, you know that's what, that's just one of the old devil's antics. My friend, if he can get you worried about something else, my friend, or thinking about something else, my friend, it keeps you from doing what you're supposed to be. My friend, it most certainly does. Now listen, listen. My friend, don't get so high, my friend, that you forget God. My friend, and don't get so high that you forget what God can do. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, I preached one time. We all need a mountaintop experience. Do you know that? Every one of us. My friend, every one of us, brethren, needs a mountaintop experience. My friend, Mount Carmel experience. That's what happened here at Mount Carmel. We all need one. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. my friend, brother, and it wasn't too bad for Elijah, was it? My friend, no, sir, it wasn't until he laid hands on all them prophets. My friend, he laid hands and he slew all them prophets. My friend, Jezebel got turned. My friend, brother, and she sent out after his head. My friend said, I'm going to have the head of Elijah. My friend, for what he's done to my prophets. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, you know what Elijah done? My friend, he didn't travel too far and he laid down under an oak tree. Yes, he did. My friend, brother, laid down. My friend, and throwed a big old pity party. My friend, that's about the only way I know how to explain it. My friend, brother, he got off over there and he said, I'm the only one left. My friend, and said, Jezebel's got everybody out looking for me. My friend, now he didn't do that prior to that. Elijah, Ahab had everybody looking for him. Did he not? Obadiah said, well, I ain't going and telling him where you are. My friend, I go and tell him where you are. Said, the Spirit of God going to carry you somewhere else. I said, and he'll do away with me. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What do you mean me go tell Ahab that Elijah's here? My friend, he said, I ain't going to do that. My friend, no, sir. He knowed Ahab, my friend, was after him. My friend done all he could, my friend, all the nations round about. Said in all them countries and cities, he said he sent over and said if he, he even told them, said if I find Elijah here, I'm going to wipe you all out. My friend, brethren, he looked for him. He hunted him. My friend, yes, he did. Jezebel done the same thing. My friend, Elijah, brethren, found himself. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I said something a while ago. My friend, we all need a mountaintop experience. My friend, but I'm going to tell you what happens to those mountaintop experiences. My friend, brother, one day you come back home. Yes, you do. One day you come off that mountain. My friend, you get off that mountain, my friend, and see. Just look around you and see if you don't forget. My friend, the goodness of God that you just went through. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, you'll get back down just in a old low ebb. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, it don't happen. That-a-way, does it? I'm afraid it does. My friend and brethren, you better be strong. My friend, while you on that mountain, thank God, rejoicing, you better get a hold of something, my friend, that'll keep you when you hit rock bottom. My friend, because that's where you're headed. You say, preacher, I won't have that. I'm going to go join one of these places where it's hallelujah all the time. My friend, I got news for you. My friend, they might shout hallelujah for days on end. But every one of them finds a time that they come down. Yes, sir, they come down. They come down to reality. My friend, do you know where faith really works? My friend, it's when you hit rock bottom. My friend, it's when you're in them places that you don't even feel like God's around. My friend, you don't even know that you could get a hold of him. My friend, brethren, that's where your faith begins. That's where it really becomes real unto you. My friend, yes, sir. My preacher, you're going to run us off. My friend, brethren, I tell you, if you ain't got enough faith to stand, my friend, you need to pray a little bit. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, you need to get a hold. My friend, about like some preacher said one time, my friend, you get a hold of the horns of the altar. My friend, it ain't so hard to get away from it. Glory, hallelujah. Do you know that? My friend, people I'll build them an altar. And it ain't 2 weeks, they done forgot it. Ha, my friend, put you some horns on it. Ha, my friend, yes, sir. Ha, something to lay hold of. Ha, my friend, brother, you gonna need him. Ha, yes, you are. You gonna need him. Ha, folks, I know. Ha, my friend, I know I'm not. Ha, I'm too ignorant this evening about my friend, the people that I'm preaching to. My friend, but I'm going to tell you something, folks. My friend, if we ever need to get a hold of the Lord, we need to get a hold of him now. My friend, and we don't need just get a hold of him. We need to get a hold of him. Don't let him go. My friend, what did I preach on Sunday? My friend, yes, sir. Being touched by God. Yes, sir. Being touched by God. My friend Elijah, my friend, had him a mountaintop experience. Yes, he did. My friend, after he come off that mountain, thank God, and Jezebel got after him. I believe it is the 19th chapter. My friend, you can go over and read about him. And brother, he sat down under that oak tree and went to sleep. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'll tell you, we all get tired on the journey. My friend, I guarantee you, we all do. My friend, Jesus himself, he slept. He might not have slept much, but he slept sometime. My friend, and one time it records that he went to sleep, they woke him up. Yes, sir, they was in trouble, wasn't it? Yes, sir, master. Master, we perish. My friend, ain't that the way we are? My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir, but Elijah went to sleep and an angel touched him. My friend said, Elijah, arise and eat. My friend, he arose and he ate, and the Bible said he went right back to sleep. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Reckon he was weary on his journey. My friend, reckon he had too good of a time on the mountaintop. My friend, yeah. I just say, preacher, it don't affect much when you get in the spirit. What do you mean? My friend, it don't affect much. My friend, brethren, it affects your whole body. Now, yes, it does. And I guarantee you it does. It has a lasting effect. Yes, sir. My friend, he went to sleep again, and the angel woke him up again. Said, Elijah, rise and eat. He said, for thy journey is too great for thee. My friend, brethren, he is fixing to head out. Yes, he was. Yes, he was. I'll not get into all that. That's my friend, I can go on and on and on. My friend, brethren, it's if we've ever had a day. Brethren, if we've ever had a time, folks, that people need to get down to business. My friend, and that Lord, let the Lord be Lord. Brethren, it's this day that we live in. My friend, your children gonna need him. My friend, your grandchildren gonna need him. My friend, I ain't out of order either. My friend, and their children's gonna need him. You say, preacher, it might not last that long. It might not. My friend, it might not last long enough for me and you to get home. My friend, but I'm gonna tell you one thing. My friend, if it does carry on, they gonna need a God that they can depend on tonight. Yes, sir. And I just happen to have one, don't you? Preacher, you mean you got one? Yes, I got one. I sure do. Not ashamed of him either. There's many be the time I thought several things as far as that goes. But Elijah, my friend, didn't make his journey alone. I believe the Lord was with him. You say, preacher, why did Elijah get down so far? I'm going to tell you exactly why. Elijah was coming down to the end of his journey, the end of his time. Yes, he was. Yes, he was. I believe he knowed. Preacher, where do you get all that? Well, he went on the strength of that journey. The Bible says for 40 days. You don't read about all them 40 days right in here. But brethren, he went 40 days on the strength of that meat. 40 days. Huh? You don't think God took care of him? Huh? He wound up in a cave over there. And he began to wait for the Lord. Didn't he, Grafton? Wait for the Lord. Bible says the wind came, blew. Said the Lord wasn't in the wind. Said the fire came, and the Lord wasn't in the fire. Said the earth quaked, and the Lord wasn't in the earthquake. He said, then a still small voice came unto him. Before Elijah left here, he done three things. The very three things that the Lord told him. He said, you go anoint, and I can't remember his name, king over Judah, I believe it was. I could find it right quick. He said, you go anoint Jehu king over Israel. And he said, you go anoint Elisha to be prophet in thy stead. You don't think he knowed his leaving here? Huh? It must have been voiced abroad that Elijah was taking a journey. You know what? Even among the sons of the prophets, my friend, they talked among themselves, and they even come to Elijah and said, don't you know that Elijah, your master, going to be taken from you today? He said, hush, hush, don't want to hear that. Huh? And they got a little bit further on their journey, and he asked Elijah. Elijah asked him, said, what would you have of me? He said, I want a double portion of the Spirit that you've got. Huh? He said, you've asked a hard thing. Yes, sir. You've asked a hard thing. He said, but if you see me when I leave, brother, and I'd have hung to him like a leech, wouldn't you? He wouldn't have went nowhere. Truth of it is, he didn't go nowhere. He couldn't get rid of Elisha. He said, you wait right here. And he said, not so. I'm going with you. Huh? I'm going with you. Yes, sir. Elijah was a man of God. And it come down to the place, my friend, and it was his place, brethren, to get the children of Israel out of their halted position. He prayed that it might rain. It did rain. He prayed that it might not rain. It did not rain for the space of 3 years and 6 months. Come down to a halted place, and he said, you got to get out of your halt. How long are you going to be halted? He said, the one that answers by fire said, let him be the Lord that we serve. Let him be God. And the people was willing to do that. And they found out who God was and who the Lord is. I do believe, you can call me strange or whatever, I do believe that if it took that fire again in this day and in this hour, I believe the Lord can bring it. I really do. Preacher, I don't know about you. That's way back in that Old Testament. It doesn't matter to me. I still believe he can do it. If need be. If need be. Now we can look around. I'm going to say this, and I'll say it openly. It don't take a rocket science to figure out things. But you can look around in our type of churches, in our country churches, and they are not gaining a lot. At best, we're just at a sort of a come to an even ebb.
And I'm going to tell you something, folks, and y'all, I don't want you to get mad at me, but I'm going to tell you something. The world don't care about your children. They don't care about your grandchildren. If there's anybody in this world, my friend, that you want your children, my friend, to hear something about the Lord, you best get them in the house of God. Amen. And you best train them. Preacher, you're just an Old Testament preacher. The truth of it is, it works. It works. I'm not living in the Old Testament. I understand that. I'm not living in that old day. I'm not even living in the part that's written of the New Testament. But brethren, I can still live by the same means that He wanted them, the disciples and them generations that believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. And just as they sang tonight, in the blood of the Lamb, brethren, that takes away sin tonight. That's how you get saved. Born again. Brethren, regenerated. Brethren, not to live after sin anymore. It'll work. It'll work. I do. I pray and I think about it. I hope your children and grandchildren has a good old God-called preacher. Thank God, one that just gets the can't help it. Yeah, one that just gets, well, I just got to preach what God gives me. Ain't that right, Crafton? Brethren, that's all we've got, folks, is the Word and the Spirit of God tonight. It'll bring life. It'll bring them to life. Yes, it will. Writer says it's good news from a far country. And it is. It is. If you would, just follow the Lord. He'll be your God. I'm glad I know Him, and I'm glad He knows me. Yes, sir. He knows me. He knowed Elijah. He knowed Elisha, too. He knows His people. May God bless you. Far as we'll go. Hope you got something out of it. Enjoyed being here tonight. Hope you have. Wonder if there's anybody got anything you need to say or do.